The real problem facing rural health care, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. We've been hearing for some time that rural health care providers are struggling financially because of dwindling numbers of patients to treat. Alan Morgan, CEO of the National Rural Health Association, says more than half of rural hospitals are operating at a loss, but not for the reasons you might think.
There's a myth out there that these rural hospitals are closing because of declining life expectancies and because of workforce shortages. And if you look where the rural hospitals have closed over the last 20 years, you see that it is not in the areas where declining populations have happened. It's actually in the areas where you have a clustering of patients with high health needs and the inability to pay.
In a recent webinar from the Farm Foundation, Morgan went on to say some good things have developed as a result of the situation.
And the story that isn't being told properly about this is because of these challenges, it's forcing innovation. And I can tell you almost every major innovation in our healthcare system over the last 20 years has its roots in rural America. This challenge is creating innovation hubs across our small communities.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.